It is time to chat, not news, one of my absolute favourite segments that we do run through here on Breakfast. Speaking about some of the headlines that perhaps shouldn't have been headlines. Here to tell us all about them, we are joined by Josh Green from the newsroom. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Tess.
What has been happening in the world of not news?
Well, I just want to start with something that I feel personally a little bit angry about.
Okay.
It is a corporate lawyer, 27, earning more than $150,000 a year, and she admits that her parents still pay for her rent, her household bills, and her health insurance.
What?
And if that isn't just the most, like, privileged thing. And I'm mad because what am I getting?
Wait, hey, I'm processing. The wheels are turning in my head. She's earning $150,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Like $8,000 a month after tax.
Holy crap. And her parents are still paying for her rent. What did you say it was?
Her rent, her household bills, her health insurance, like including her Wi-Fi, and they also paid for her to go to uni.
This is the dream.
And I'm mad because I'm not her.
I know.
Essentially. She chose to remain anonymous. I'm like, does she exist or is she just every rich person? Like, is she just the epitome of like some imagined?
It's probably a smart move though, because she would get robbed before she could finish that
sentence. She is right now just being just, you know, torn apart. But she says she tries to save between 30 and 50% per month, which is typically between like $2,000 and $3,500. But I just can't imagine like why she can't save all of it. What is she paying for with her salary?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We are going to see an article from her 2 years' time saying, I retired by 30, and if I can do it, so can you.
It'll be like, it's not buying a house when you're 24 isn't that hard.
Yeah.
I did it.
If I can do it, anyone can.
But I'm just like, I'm here paying rent like a fool.
Yeah. What am I doing with my life paying rent and household bills?
Yeah.
Jeez. Good
so
Lord.
That one's been hurting me personally. next, something that makes me really happy. This embarrassed dog owner accidentally used voice to text while she was playing with her pet.
Aww.
And sent it all in a message to her friend. So it's headlined, Who's a Sweet Boy? And the message reads, I'm usually the opposite and have great days. Who is your good boy? Good boy, he is a newborn. Oh, you, so handsome. You're so handsome, baby. Yet you like that if you go into sweets. IPC, I, Brucey, Brucey, hi. I love you, I love you, I love you. Book, who is a sweet boy, sweet bolognese.
This is exactly how I talk to my cat, so that's good to know I'm not the only one.
This is how I spoke when I woke up this morning at 4.
Before the sun
trying
was
to
up.
Read the train timetable. And then she was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. That just happened. And now it's an article.
Yeah, that's questionable. It is better, though, than those ones you see where people have been using talk to text while they're driving and halfway through a message someone cuts them off and you just start getting a list of swear words come through the talk to text.
Yeah, but also it's kind of freaky. Like, you know how people say, like, Siri's always listening?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Even when you're playing with your dog, no one's safe.
No one's safe. Oh, God, that took a turn.
Now, the Instagram like count ban thoughts.
Thoughts. I don't have a lot of thoughts, to be honest.
I feel like you don't post much on Instagram.
I don't post a lot.
You're a stories gal.
Yeah, very much so. I don't know. I mean, I can understand why it would, you know, be frustrating a lot of people, but my thoughts kind of end at, okay, that's a thing that's going to happen.
I was talking to Zen, who you'll hear from again in like 15 minutes with the headlines. He was saying that he's really into it because he doesn't have heaps of followers, so it's nice. No one can know how many likes he's getting.
We can pretend to be way more popular than we are now.
I know. I was a little bit mad because I already had a few. Zen's giving me a dirty look.
Zen's looking at your dirty look for dobbing on him.
Well, no one's going to know if I'm telling the truth or not.
Exactly. We can't tell.
Well, now an Instagram model is complaining about the ban because she has to put more work in. So she was originally working for 6 hours a day. Now she has to work for like 8 hours a day on her Instagram.
Oh, I bet she's going to be one of those people whose parents are paying her rent, bills, everything else too. Why am I not these people?
And that's the thing, right? Why am I not just a lawyer who's also just happens to have a very successful Instagram account and a dog? Why don't I have a dog? That's another big part for me.
That's a very good question. God damn it. Why am I not these people?
So she's getting roughly 1,200 likes a day.
Wow.
With her. And she just like travels the world with her friends, makes money from doing that, posting on Instagram.
Okay, sure. Again, not news this week is just people I am jealous of.
Well, yeah. And then now the ACCC is looking into if the sponsored posts on Instagram are even like legal. Are there any laws that they're breaching?
Ooh.
So that would just be another blow.
Ooh.
For, you know, rich Instagram model. It's number 20.
It's a bad time to be an influencer.
Yeah. And then I want to end on something that I didn't realize mattered. MasterChef.
Okay. All right.
Because I was like, okay, the three MasterChef judges are leaving. That's kind of newsworthy. But I was like, does anyone actually care about MasterChef? I had to Google it. Yeah. It's actually a big deal.
Okay.
It like smashes the ratings for the finals and stuff. I was just thinking like, yeah, that's so 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's been around for a while.
I remember being in like, what, year 5? And then I was like watching it and there was Poe and I was like, yeah, that's fun. And then I thought it was just, you know, one of those shows that just goes on forever and no one really watches it anymore.
There are a lot of them.
It's a big deal. And so now they're looking at who's going to replace
okay. The
three judges who are leaving. And then I would, like, Curtis Stone, Po Ling Yao and Maggie Beer were all touted.
Ooh.
Maggie Beer can't do it because she's got too much going on with her life. She's too busy.
Because she's Maggie Beer.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I was just so shocked that this mattered.
Wow. I would love to see. I mean, because it's been, how long has MasterChef been running? 10, 11, 12 years? A long
Something
time.
Like that.
And we've had the same three judges the entire time. I would love to see the judging panel made up of three women to just see how people would react.
And imagine just having something to talk about in the news that wasn't, you know, today, that wasn't just... Dudes, just old dudes doing stuff.
This is my dream. This is what I aim for.
Yeah. But I actually genuinely Googled. I was like, MasterChef ratings. And then in my head, I put in brackets, does it matter?
And it does.
Google said, yeah.
I trust Google with my life. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Tess.
Josh Green with Not News for another week. Chatting about some of the things in the headlines that may not necessarily have earned their way there.